Whatever happened to Bitcoin? The cryptocurrency took the world by storm a couple of years ago, promising privacy and an end to government control. Since then, fraud, criminal cases and hackings have seen it fall into obscurity. But there have been other uses for the technology behind Bitcoin. Some researchers think it could be the key to electronic voting, while Wall Street firms want it to make trading safer. Josh Nicholas has more.
What is Bitcoin? That was one of the most Googled questions last year. And it's a tough question to answer. Created in 2009, Bitcoin was intended to be an alternative to government-backed currencies like the Australian dollar. But its short life has been turbulent. The price peaked to close to $1,500 in 2013 and is currently around $300. And even though many companies claim to accept Bitcoin, it's very hard to use. But even though Bitcoin may never realize its ambition of becoming a legitimate digital currency, there may be a use for the technology behind Bitcoin. It's called a blockchain.
The blockchain is really the central mathematical technology that makes Bitcoin work. And the way to think of it is like it's a ledger that records every single transaction that's ever been made in Bitcoin.
This is technology journalist Stilgherrian. And the ledger he is talking about is the key breakthrough. Instead of having a centralized institution, such as a bank, process every transaction, when you buy something using bitcoins, your payment is transferred directly, and the whole process is validated by a bunch of computers doing very complicated maths.
That ledger is both public to the world and distributed in multiple copies around the world, so that if you want to pay someone by Bitcoin, you check against the ledger tells you, yes, that particular Bitcoin belongs to the person, and that ownership of that Bitcoin is now transferring from one person to the other.
It's this decentralized process that has wooed the lords of high finance. Several prominent investment bankers have recently taken jobs with Bitcoin operators. And last week, the Nasdaq Group struck a deal with a Bitcoin startup. They see Bitcoin's decentralized network as a way to slash costs and settlement times and ultimately reduce risk. If they're right, Bitcoin could soon be the backbone for international financial markets. But this isn't all it could be used for.
The surface of its possibilities is only starting to be scratched. One that I find interesting is electronic voting, online voting. Technology like the blockchain allows you to create that verified record of some anonymized version of a voter number, yes, did vote this way at a particular time. And that chain of transactions, which is why it's called a blockchain, it has to be kept intact, because as soon as you try and change one of the transactions in the past, the whole thing falls apart mathematically, and it's obvious someone's tried to tamper with it. So there's some fascinating possibilities there.
But others are more skeptical. Professor David Glance from the University of Western Australia has long been a critic of Bitcoin. He thinks the blockchain is a nice idea, but it's just too complex. And not only that, it takes too long. Just like the idea of torrenting, which has largely become the playground of online piracy, Professor Glance thinks this technology is doomed to obscurity.
It's still incredibly unnerving to actually go through the process of selling a Bitcoin, because you're sitting around waiting for anything, you know, between 10 and 20 minutes for all the transactions to be confirmed. If we are going to do that with, you know, you talked about the example of foreign exchange trading, which happens currently in milliseconds. There is absolutely no way in the world that the blockchain would be an appropriate mechanism to do that. And people have kept saying that the blockchain is going to be this revolutionary technology, but they've been saying it for the past few years.
Professor David Glance, Director of the Centre for Software Practice at the University of Western Sydney there, ending that report.